I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Fox & Roach Realtors. I'm available to help you with all your real estate needs in central New Jersey. Please email me at deb.thevoiceofrealestate@gmail.com. You can also call me at 609-213-1900. Not looking for a home in New Jersey? I can refer you anywhere in the United States. I'm happy to help you. I'm here for you.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
And welcome to The Voice of Real Estate with Debbie Lang. Here I am, your realtor for over 30 years in the greater Princeton area, creating beautiful homes for you, helping you find the perfect home. And this is the week that we create a home sweet home. We pull out the decorations, we pull out the love. We travel, we get on airplanes to see our family and our friends, people that we pine for all year round. And we cook and we bake and we buy all kinds of things that we don't usually eat, and we start our diets after the new year. We join a gym after the new year. Well, you know what? You don't have to do that this year, because this is a very special show for the holidays. On the show today, I have an incredible woman who has started a company in 2014 called the Cognit Diet Program, where cognitively, using your brain, you can eat right and you won't have to join that gym after the new year or start your diet after the new year. We all have those New Year's resolutions. The woman in my studio today was an engineer by training and has worked for a lot of pharmaceutical companies, including UCB Pharma, Pfizer in New York, Johnson & Johnson, and many, many biotech companies. She's a trained nutritionist, and she's the founder and CEO of the Cognit Diet Program, which is going to be something global, because it's a way of life. It is not a way of thinking one day and not the other day. She is making women and men aware of what they eat so that they feel good. Why is it that we're always so tired after the holidays? Why? Because we probably ate 6,000 calories in a day and we didn't even realize it. So she makes you aware through a cognitive behavioral program, through really very basic principles, but it's absolutely amazing and tied to science, so that you're not going to feel lethargic after the new year and you can eat properly. Home sweet home. Home is where the heart is. It all begins in your kitchen. So let's learn how to have a healthy and a happy holiday so we don't have to start our diets in the new year. Welcome to the Voice of Real Estate, Véronique Cardon.
Nicely said, Debbie. Yes.
I pronounced it
well. Yeah, perfectly. You see? It's a very Frenchy accent. Perfect.
I love it. And you're from Belgium.
Yes.
And you know, one of my favorite things in the world is chocolate and ice cream. And my favorite chocolate comes from Belgium. And I will tell you a quick story that my five-year-old nephew asked me when I said to him, you know, I love you so much. You are my favorite five-year-old in the whole wide world. And he said to me, what do you love more than people? And I said, well, Mark, I love chocolate and I love ice cream. And he said, do you love me more than chocolate and ice cream? And I said, absolutely. So the love that we bring into our home includes food at all times, especially right now during the holidays. And people are wondering, how can they have a cookie exchange for Christmas? And now Hanukkah and Christmas fall on the same weekend, next weekend, and Kwanzaa comes up right after that on the Monday, the 26th. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. It's all revolving around food. Food is love. It's always, I want to taste this. And why is it if I feed you, you will love me more, or that means I love you? How do we become conscientious so that we don't gain 10 pounds over this coming week?
Well, to start with, Debbie, you don't have to do a cookie exchange. First thing, you can like bake cookies not so much with so much flour. There are a lot of recipes now where you can use almond flour, or you can use more egg whites than yolks, less butter and so forth. But you can show your love with something else than cookies. For instance, you can create a fruit basket, or you can buy a platter of vegetables and with hummus. There's a lot of things you can make at home that will show you love, but will be more health oriented.
Well, that's so true. And then, you know, people drink eggnog, which has so many calories in it. And I think being calorie conscious, carb conscious is so important. I think in America today, a lot of people don't eat enough protein. And that's one of the things in your cognitive diet is to recognize how many grams of protein are you supposed to be eating and how about eating the right protein, right? Because why is it that people get tired after eating turkey?
Okay, well, the reason people are getting tired after turkey is not so much about the turkey, even if it's true there is some tryptophan, which is a calming amino acid in the turkey, but it's all the things that are surrounding the turkey, the eggnog, the sweet potato, the pumpkin pies, and so forth. So very often people don't realize that between the drinks and the food, they are eating 3,000, 4,000 calories in one meal. And then your body has such a hard time digesting that all your energy goes into the digestion. So that's why you have no energy. Plus, it's usually very carb rich. And carbs, when there is too many carbs that you have to digest, you have an overflow of glucose. And normally it would give you a kick of energy, but there is too much. The irony is that you feel like you are deprived. So that's why usually you go to feel like lethargic. So I advise, and I give cooking you know, classes where you can have a less carb-rich meal. For instance, instead of having a potato puree, you can mix it with celery root or with cauliflower. It's very trendy now. So you put more vegetables that are less starch-rich and more fiber-rich. That's one way. You can also create your sauce with a little bit less of fat. I mean, there's many, many things you can do. Then just put a lot of vegetables on the platter. Start to eat them first, and then you will eat less of the heavy stuff.
So true. So calories, let's talk about calories. People don't realize that. So for the average person, it could be a male or a female who's 180 pounds, let's say, because we that's not the perfect ideal weight for women. Yeah. But let's just say people are 180 pounds. How many calories should you be taking in per day? Because people don't realize how the calories, you know, really add up. You could have all your calories for the day at breakfast, and then what are you going to eat the rest of the day? So you have to be really conscious of what you put past those lips. So your average 180-pound person, really approximately, how many calories can they have in a daytime?
It depends, and you're going to say, Veronique, answer the question, but it depends on, is this person an active person? Is this person exercising? What's the body fat percent of this person? Do you have muscles? You know, muscles are consuming 3 times more calories than fat. That's why I always push my clients to exercise and build muscles. And believe me, you can build muscles after 70. You heard about this wonderful man who is a survivor of Pearl Harbor. And he's now 104. And he wanted to go to Hawaii to be there for the 75th anniversary. And what happens is that he started to train with a trainer at 101 for 3 years to be able to make that trip. You know what? He built 20 pounds of muscles at 101, and he was able to make the trip. So I always say it's never too late. So number one, more muscles, you will be able to burn more calories. But usually you don't need more. When I have my clients, women, you don't need more than 1,200, 1,400 calories a day. Men, it can go up to 2,000. But when you start to track your calories, and I would encourage everybody to do this only just for a few days, you know, Fitness Pal, it's for free. You can do it on your iPhone. People eat 2,000, 2,500. The average meal during the holidays, 3,000 to 4,000 calories. People in America, this is true statistics, gain an average of 7 to 11 pounds over the holidays. Then they go in this crazy, let's lose it on the 1st of January. But guess what? They never lose it all. Because they get discouraged. You can never outrun your fork. So what happens is that you gain an average of 2 to 3 pounds extra each year. And when you compound this, you end up with a gain of 20, 30 pounds. So people eat way more than they need. And even myself, doing my classes and, you know, meeting my clients, I have started to eat less and less. And the less I eat, the more I realize I don't need to eat that much. It's very important to be attuned to your hunger level. You know, before you put anything in your mouth, whatever it is, like close your eyes or breathe in for a few seconds, say, where's my hunger level? Am I hungry? If you're not hungry, you don't need to put this in your mouth.
It starts in the kitchen, no question about it. And actually, when you go to the grocery store and what you buy, if you don't bring it in the house, you're not going to eat it. But, you know, we have different generations. This is the time when the college students are coming home for the holidays for 4 to 6 weeks. And you have also the families, you know, your grandchildren. It all starts with the young ones eating properly. This is a very, very fast-paced society where you don't have the 1950s mom, stay-at-home mom anymore. You have both parents working. They're on the go. And I would like to see more fast food restaurants in the East Coast like they have in California that is really calorie conscious and healthy conscious, because so many times you go to these holiday parties or you go party hopping, you go from one house to the other, and all these delicious treats are on that buffet. And if you're like me, you want to try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, because you never know when you might see it again and you want to taste it. So I've trained myself to have that philosophy. Okay, you have to know when to stop with a teaspoon or a tablespoon, and that is it. Because if you're aware cognitively of the calories in each teaspoon or tablespoon, you may stop sooner. And the other thing I'm seeing is infused waters and infused teas, which are healthier than the eggnogs. But you're always going to have the punches and all the different drinks and the wine and the cocktails and all that. This is the time of year that everybody goes off their diet. And you know, I have a law firm that I do a lot of business with that's sending me this huge basket of, I don't know what he asked if I was going to be in the office on Monday because he's sending it. And I said, is it healthy? Make sure it's healthy, not too many calories, you know. But these baskets are loaded with 10,000 calories of I don't know what. One Belgian chocolate. Let's talk about your favorite Belgian chocolate. How many calories in one of those?
Well, chocolate is usually a square. Think about a square. A square of chocolate is usually 50 calories. That's the average. But it's better to go for a very dark chocolate. You're at 80-90%. There will be more fat, the fat from the cacao.
And fat is good for you. It's good for your brain,
and it's
too.
Good fat. It's full of antioxidants, of magnesium, and so forth. Okay? Now, if you go to milk chocolate or cheap chocolate, there's more sugar than fat. So I always say go for the high chocolate content chocolate. But of course, if you go and you eat too much, I mean, you can have like 200-300 calories at once. You have to learn to really enjoy your chocolate. Let it melt in your mouth. Have a tea with it. Make it a little ceremonial. Buy good chocolate. If it's better.
What is quality, good chocolate? What is that?
Well, you know, coming from Belgium, I would say I love Neuhaus. And then I will have like one, my little praline, as we call them. That can be 100 calories. But then it's my little, I have one a day, but I will have a very good one. And when you go to all those parties, I always say to my clients, okay, enjoy your life. We only live once. And you have to socialize. You want to be with your friends and with your family and your colleagues. But on your calendar during the next 2 or 3 weeks, put a little red X each time you have a dinner or a lunch or a party where you know they will be drinking and eating. And then if you see you have a lot of red crosses, you may say, maybe I don't need to go to all those parties and or have a strategy for the in-between. Let's go and enjoy the party, but the next day I will go to the gym, or the next day I will drink a lot of water. Handling drinks, well, the way I do it, I cannot drink a lot. That's the way I am made. I will have a white wine. You know, 6 ounces of wine is usually 120 calories, but you can make it last when you mix it with seltzer. So you enjoy your bubbly, but it's a bubbly with a little bit of wine. Or, you know, choose white spirits if you have a drink and have them on the rocks. You know, it's when you have those cocktails with the fruit punch. And this is 400 liquid calories.
Sugar. Your favorite word is it's a sugar bomb.
Yeah, it's a sugar bomb. And a little tip, never drink on an empty stomach, because not only is going to go right to your head, but it's going to trigger a lot of sugar craving. People forget alcohol is sugar. Okay. Even if it doesn't appear on the calories when you look at the label, but alcohol transforms in glucose in your blood.
And what about the pastas and the delicious breads and all those things that have white flour in them? Those are carbs. Yeah. And they turn into sugar.
Yeah, especially the more refined, the whiter, the more it's going to go boom into sugar in your blood. And it's going to trigger other cravings.
And the more you have, the more you want.
Yeah, of course, because you are on a you're like on a roller coaster. So you go up and then you crash. It's better to control control your sugar or glucose level by eating slow carbs, like a real vegetables to start with. But also, I'm going to give you a little tip. You know, I am on the board of the Supper's programs, and I did a lot of, you know, we teach people to cook healthy. If you have zucchini and you create, you have a spiralizer, that's a very cool, healthy gift.
Great tool.
A great tool. It's not too expensive. You spiralize your noodles. You do it with zucchini. 2 cups is going to be 40 calories. And you really have a feeling like you're having pasta. You just heat them a little bit in a skillet. If you had 2 cups of real pasta, it would be 400 calories. People don't realize how many calories.
Empty calories. They don't do anything for you nutritionally.
Whereas the zucchini will bring you some antioxidant, water, fiber, and so forth. So you go from 400 to 40, and you have the same level of satisfaction. Try it. It's really delicious.
And one of the things I heard was to have some chicken or vegetable broth and drink a lot of water or some tea, perhaps before you go to an event or dinner at mom's, and focus on filling your plate up with the vegetables. Look for the vegetables. It's really important when you do cook for the holidays, for, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, whatever you're cooking, try to make the focus of your meal protein and a lot of vegetables and some fresh fruit on the dessert is so much. Turn the focus around. Be conscious of the carbohydrates and the sugar. I think that's really key, because a lot of people say you can't bake a great cake without the sugar and without the flour, but you can. You can do that. So it's about turning your kitchen around. And how can you organize your refrigerator so when people bring you all these goodies, you don't go for them? How can you do throw them out? You don't want to insult anybody. What can you do? Should you re-gift it when you're going somewhere else? You know, a whole package of chocolates, you know, so that you don't eat them. What are some of those tips that people can do with regard to the food that they have left over in their house from the holidays?
One rule that I implement at home is that I usually never ask people to bring me desserts. Bring me a bottle of wine, bring me a basket of fruit. But the desserts usually, either I'd rather have them made homemade, or so this way you avoid an avalanche of pumpkin pies and God knows what, right? But usually I create a spirit where I say, you know, you bring it, but we have many leftovers. My husband and I, you know it, Debbie, we are great cooks and we entertain a lot. So I always say, bring some stuff back home. So they can bring stuff back home, including all the baked goodies and so forth, so you don't just focus on the good. But I don't like to keep them at home. Or fridge, maybe it's our style, but our fridge is very empty. Because the more there is in your fridge, and you know when you have those mindless moments when you go and you open the door and you see if there is anything to eat there because you're bored. Well, first of all, if you're bored, if you have an issue, the answer is not in the fridge.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
You should have a magnet on your fridge. The answer is not in the fridge.
I love that.
But have only healthy things in your fridge. My husband and I, we buy things very fresh several days a week. So there is never too much stuff.
And that's the European way.
Yes,
I had a friend who moved to Switzerland from Princeton, and she says, I have the tiniest refrigerator, and she says there's nothing, there's no preservatives. And the interesting thing is, she said, the chickens are very tiny. They're not plumped up like you see here. The little mini Cornish hens there, they don't use the hormones or the flavoring or the coloring. It's more natural. Everything is a lot more natural. And she didn't realize that she was eating like really full-fat yogurt, and she was losing weight in Europe, in Switzerland, because the yogurt even in Europe is made very differently from the way it's made here in the United States, mm-hmm. which is interesting.
Well, what's interesting is that this is something I always teach my clients. Don't go fat-free. Because when something is fat-free, like yogurt, it means the food has been processed. So this is already not a good thing. And what's left is, like in the yogurt, is more of the lactose, which is more of the sugar. So when you look at a fat-free versus a regular yogurt, you may end up with slightly more calorie on the real one. But when you look at the sugar content, you have too much sugar. It's very important to have fat when you have sugar, because the fat is going to slow down the release of the sugar and avoid to get on that roller coaster. So I always advocate eat good fat. In fact, good fat, like the muffins. I always say eat muffins, not muffins. MRFs are those mono unsaturated fat that you have, for instance, in avocados. In fact, they will help you lose weight, believe it or not. And a major misconception I see with a lot of people, they think that only fat makes you fat. No. Sugar, when you eat it and you don't burn it, it's like a fuel for your body. If you don't burn it within 20 minutes to 2 hours, it will be transformed in fat.
Exactly. So how can you create an atmosphere in your house that will help curb the cravings and stress in your home? Because people get stressed out also during the holidays.
That's a very good. So you cannot redecorate your entire home, right, for Christmas. But for instance, I really love aromatherapy. And when you have a diffuser and use good products, not chemical products, right? Like everything that has a citrusy scent, like orange, citrus, grapefruit, and so forth, has a very calming effect and can curb cravings. Everything that also like in the earthy, woodsy type of smell. Now, don't put an eggnog scented or apple pie, you know,
scent
because you know that is really gonna trigger.
Makes smell you hungry.
Yeah, makes you hungry. Calming colors in your house, calming views, having plants, having trees, seeing natural things. Like, you know, I love to have a lot of fruits in a bowl on my kitchen counter rather than cookies. It's all about an atmosphere of serenity. Now, you are in real estate, so you know all the colors that are in the muted tones, specifically in the blues or green, are really going to be calming you down. Whereas if you put more like reds and even yellow, which is very energetic, that's going to trigger more energy or sometimes even aggressiveness. So, you know, it's even for plates. If you use a black plate, which is not very appealing, you don't see them very often, you will eat less than if you eat on a white plate.
What an interesting fact. Yes. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's going to make the food less appealing.
Really?
Yes.
How interesting is that? And how can you bake low-calorie desserts? Because I think it's the sugar during the holidays that are really is the killer. And this is where most of the weight gain happens during mm-hmm. the holidays. How can you make appealing desserts that are low calorie?
Okay, so there are several ways to go. One is you can bake good desserts, but then make sure you go low on the portion because the portions are gigantic. You can have a piece of cake and before you know it, you ate 500 calories of fat and sugar, right? But also you can use a lot of substitutes. I said it earlier, you know, bake something with more egg whites than egg yolks. Cook something with almond flour, which is more protein rich and is going to be gluten free as well.
Does it come out just as good though with the almond flour?
Yes, it comes out delicious.
Really?
You can do pizza crust with almond flour.
Wow.
You can do pizza crust with cauliflower. It's delicious.
What's the saving on the calories there? Do you know?
I don't think that there is a big saving in the calories if you use almonds, because almonds are very high in fat, even if it's good fat. But you can really save a lot on the calories. Remember my zucchini pasta?
Yes, you had a beautiful reception.
40 to 400?
Yes.
So if you do a pizza with cauliflower crust, you're gonna save, for one portion, at least 100 calories, if not 150.
So it's a calorie saving with the almond flour. Yeah.
No, not with the almond flour, with the cauliflower.
Oh, with the cauliflower on the vegetables,
with the almond
yes.
flour, you're going to go from a very starchy-rich flour-based crust to a protein and good fat rich.
So it's better for you. It's healthier for
yes,
you.
Yes.
It's a great idea to do some fun calorie burning activities with your family when they're in town. It's not all about eating. We know you love them, right? It's not just about eating. I don't know why food is love, but that's just the way it is, right? You can go ice skating. There's so many things you can do if it's not frigid cold, because the weather has been going up and down 30 degrees this week, from 20 degrees to 50 degrees. So you could get lucky. We could get lucky later this week with some good weather. So it's a matter of not just sitting around after you eat, right? What are some other ideas that we could do?
Well, some other ideas are like, for instance, and this is something I learned in Europe when I was younger. We always had a walk after a big meal, even for only 15 to 20 minutes, because you know what? It will boost your metabolism by 20% and you will digest your food better.
Oh, good tip.
Yeah, 20%.
That's great.
And there are so many things you can do. You don't have to go skating or what, but you can go and have go and visit a park. You know, we have 50 parks in New Jersey that are wonderful. Some in the mountains, some with lakes. You can go and visit multiple museums. That's going to help you, you know, do something where you're going to walk a lot. My kids gave me a new activity tracker for my in advance for the holidays, and because I wanted something that was tracking my heart rate. And I realized now that when I go exercise in the morning that my heart rate stays elevated for up to 5 to 6 hours, and it got me so excited. And on top of it, I can track, and I know how many of steps my girls have done, and I'm not happy recently because they're beating me every day, but they live in cities. So it's a big booster for me, and I said, I have to beat
becoming
them
competitive
weekend.
With yes. your girls in their 20s yes. and how yes. many steps per day, because you should be taking 10,000 steps a
day.
And if you're sitting on that computer, in all likelihood, you're only doing 3,000 steps a day if you get out of the house. If you stay in the house, it's even worse, right? Yeah. So if you have to be really conscious. So even when you're talking on the phone in the house and you're calling and wishing everybody a happy holiday, just walk in circles around, go through your kitchen to your living room, through your dining room, just go pace through your house.
It's a good idea to pace, go up and down
the stairs, pace in your home,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And always they say park your car far away and walk as far as you can, you know, force yourself. People are always looking for the closest spot when they go shopping, and that makes a big difference, because if you're going to eat, you have to make it up somewhere. So if you are going to have a few extra calories because you don't eat that way normally, and you don't want to insult the host, then make sure that you make up for it by doing a little bit of extra exercise. That'll make
yes.
a big difference.
It will make a big difference, although do it in advance. You know, it's all about planning.
Oh,
enjoy
it's so
your
true.
Life, but plan. Because afterwards, you have to be in control. Otherwise, you're floating like, you know, on that river, and you go from party to party, and before you know it, you gain 10 pounds.
It's so easy to do that. It's amazing. It's so easy to gain it, much more difficult to take it off.
Yeah,
right?
You have to burn almost 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound. So that's why I said you can never outrun your fork. Because if you gain 6 pounds, how much more are you going to have to exercise to lose it?
Weight loss starts in your brain. This is why the Cogna diet works. Train your brain, tame your cravings, and change your life. Veronique Cardon, it was a pleasure to have you here on The Voice of Real Estate. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. It was a real pleasure to be here today. And I wish everybody a wonderful, healthy, very healthy 2017.
Absolutely. Think before you eat. And make this a wonderful week of healthy cooking in your home. Home is where the heart is. Home sweet home. Maybe you need a new home for next year. Interest rates went up 0.25 point this week. Now might be the time for you to move up or move down to the home of your dreams. You know, I'm here available for you to help you find the perfect home, but go make it a sweet home. Have a wonderful holiday week, and I'll be back here next Sunday on Christmas Day. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a happy Kwanzaa. Go make it a great day and a healthy week.
I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Fox & Roach Realtors. As a 5-star award-winning professional for over 25 years, I can help you with all your real estate needs. Whether you need to sell your home or want to buy a home, call me to find out why now may be the right time to make a move. My number is 609-213-1900, or you can email me at deb, the voice of real estate, at gmail.com.